Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Friday, August 19th. And if you are listening to this and it is a Friday in August and you're working, that is a complete bummer. Mark and I are on vacation and we are actually recording this in advance. So there is a, Mark, you know, I realized that there is a very good chance that things shift around and I have to record new show opens for a lot of these shows that we put in the can for vacation. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm expecting that. The odds of that happening are very high.
Yeah, especially in this moment. I mean, if it were 3 years ago, maybe not so much, but now for sure. But you know, let's see. Maybe we'll get lucky. We'll have to play it by ear. Mark will be gone. I will be here, and there's no way, shape, or form you will give me any tutoring in how to change the top of a podcast and re-release it. So, you know, I'll bother you when you're on your travels, and hopefully, you know, Amanda won't be mad at me.
After dealing with Theo all day, it'll probably be a welcome distraction.
Are there times when Amanda's like, oh my God, I cannot listen to that woman's voice? Do you put your headphones on so she doesn't have to hear it?
Yeah, I always have headphones on.
That's good. You protect her. That's very good. I appreciate that. All right. If you've got a financial question, shoot us a note. Go to jillonmoney.com. Click the contact us button. Let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. That's what Ann did. Anna's on the line from Baltimore, and we just talked some sports with Ann. And Ann, are you originally a New Yorker, or did you just live in New York for a short period of time?
Just for a short period of time for a job. I'm originally from Atlanta.
Oh, really? That's interesting. And so you live in just like hot parts of the world. So Baltimore in the summer is kind of hot, but you got the crabs, so that's good.
That we do. And you can't hear that joke enough.
I know, right? What can I tell you? What brings you to us today? What can we do for you?
Well, I want to thank you and Mark. We've been listening to you for a couple of years and had, we thought, our financial plans all in order. And I'm calling today because I think I have one of the best kinds of financial problems. I am about to start a new position at my institution. I got promoted and it is doubling my salary.
Fantastic. Oh my God. Doubling a salary. Wow. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on and how we're going to spend all of your money. I'm rubbing my hands together. Very excited.
Well, it's freaking me out a little bit because we've been so cautious and careful and have lots of plans for many, many years. And so we're a little lost as to what to do regarding taxes in particular, but also my contributions to retirement, whether I should stay in my Roth 403b or go back and revert back to some pre-tax 403b. Okay. Contributions. So this is really where we're just stumped right now.
Okay. These are, like you said, good problems to have. So first of all, Anne, how old are you?
I'm 58.
And is married? You said a we. So is there a married partner, spouse?
There's a spouse and she is 60.
How much is our new salary?
205.
And what about spouse? Is she working or is she retired? What's she up to?
She's retired from teaching and is working part-time and makes 25.
Is she receiving a pension yet?
No, neither of us have pensions.
How could you be? Oh, is she a private school teacher?
We are both college professors.
Oh.
Instead, we're in the TIAA system.
Oh, great. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. All right, so let's go through this now. You were maxing out a retirement contribution previously?
I was making all of my contributions, which was about 18,000, into the Roth 403B. I just started doing that last year.
How much money is in there right now in the 403B?
It's 25.
And tell us about the pre-tax. What's in there?
In my pre-tax, I have 650 and she has 541.
Okay. And before you had this doubling of your salary, so from, you know, you go from 100 to 200 and she was working part-time. So on 125 together, how was your cash flow?
So we had about $5,000 a month in household expenses or total expenses. And we were able to, like currently in savings, we have about $18,000 and $25,000 in a brokerage. And we both have Roth IRAs.
Okay. How much in each of those Roth IRAs?
Mine has 131 and she just started hers because she doesn't get any kind of retirement benefit. And she has 3,300 in hers.
3,300. Okay. Too bad I wrote 33,000, but okay. I'll take 3,300. Very good. Do you guys own a home?
We do.
And how much would you guess it's worth?
So it looks like it's worth about 350, and we just refied earlier this year into a 30-year fixed at 2.875.
Just in under the wire. How much is outstanding on that newly refinanced 30-year?
225.
Do you own any other real estate?
No.
You don't spend a lot of money.
No.
You guys are really like in great shape. Wow.
We do, and we don't. We own our cars. We bought one last year, but we're able to pay cash for it. And that makes us feel more comfortable to be able to do that.
That's amazing. Do you have kids?
No.
All right. And do you guys have your estate planning done?
We do. We have all the documents, all the directives for medical and financial, and we have wills.
Great. Any old insurance kicking around? Not just what they give you from the school, but anything else?
I have a little extra, probably just 150, and she does not have. We stopped paying on hers. But about 3 years ago, we did get long-term care insurance.
Okay.
For both of us. And that premium is less than $5,000 a year. So we're really comfortable being able to afford that.
Have you guys looked ahead at what your Social Security benefit might be?
Yeah, I mean, I have the current numbers, but I have no idea what they're going to be with my new salary. Mine will be $2,850 a month, mm-hmm. and hers at time of retirement is $2,375.
How long do you think you're going to be at this position for? Like, when you look ahead, is this something you want to do for 10 years, 5 years? What do you think?
Yeah, well, I want to stay as long as they'll have me now. It's the same institution, so I really love it there. I hope to be there 10 years.
You know, what's amazing about that, Anne, is three big things that are completely fantastic about where you are. Number one, you don't spend a ton of money. You spend hardly any money, actually. And so even if I put that up to, say, $6,000 a month, just because I want you to travel and have some fun and whatever, you're going to be great because you're going to have a chunk of your need will be covered by Social Security. And most people who make $200,000 a year, I think it's because you earn this this level of salary later in life. You've learned to live on less. And so it's so interesting to me that, you know, essentially because of that, now you're going to have all this huge free cash flow and we're going to figure out what to do with it. But most of your needs are met. So one great thing, you don't spend a lot of money. Second great thing, you're going to work until your full retirement age. And that's going to essentially mean that your Social Security is going to cover pretty much most of your need, not everything, but most of your need. Okay, fantastic. So I'm very happy about this for you guys. Now, the extra money that you will be earning is sort of my query for the moment. Now, Mark, what are we going to do? Are we going to move her back to pre-tax? Or I'm sort of feeling like maybe we just keep doing Roth, because if I look at your total income, so I'm looking at your 250, are you married legally?
We are.
So in 250, you got your 24% top bracket. I'm sort of feeling like maybe I don't want to add to this required minimum distribution that's going to come later. And you understand why. It's simply that we want to make sure, because now you got over $1 million anyway that's not been taxed. And we know that you're going to have to, between the two of you. And so we know that you're going to have a tax burden later. We'd love for you to just sock away that money in Roth and know that that's money that you've already paid tax on. And sure, you know what, later you will absolutely have the ability to, you know, take some of the money if you wanted to and convert it. You're not going to be able to really control it in a huge way. I guess that there is some potential window of opportunity if you decided, you know, you work for 10 years and maybe you stop working and then potentially you don't claim Social Security till you're 70. Maybe there's a little window of opportunity where you could do some conversion. I wouldn't go crazy with it. You're going to have a lot of money in savings. Big deal. You're going to spend it. You'll pay tax on it. It'll be fine. So, okay, you max out your retirement, you put your 27 grand into the Roth. Extra money that you make, beef up that brokerage and savings. Just let's get that rocking and rolling because that'll give you some flexibility later. So when does the new job start?
In about 2 weeks.
Any trepidation at all?
Of course.
But you've been there, right?
I've been there 11 years. I love the institution. And so it's a new challenge and I'm really excited about it and grateful. And so I'm pretty sure it's going to work out really well.
Well, I think you are in fantastic shape. Okay. And if we can just kind of keep you on the straight and narrow, and if, you know, you keep serving at the pleasure of your employer and you keep working, you may have other questions as you approach that 67 age. And, you know, of course, waiting to claim Social Security will give you a bigger benefit. You know, on an inflation adjusted basis, it ends up being like 6 or 8% extra every year you wait. So it's good to do that. And you can certainly do that if you've built up your brokerage account and you can float your expenses for a while. So that's also pretty great. You're in fantastic shape. You are doing what you should be doing. Have a great, great first day and good luck to you.
Thanks so very, very much.
If you have a big change on the horizon, maybe you're making more money, maybe you're shifting jobs, maybe you're leaving your institution, maybe you're just thinking about what to do next, we want to help you out. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, complete the form. And if you want to come on the program, just like Anne, all you need to do is click that box and Mark does everything else. And we love having you on the air. Well, it's Friday and, you know, I like to do my business on Friday. Our music is composed by Joel Goodman. Mark Talercio is our executive producer. We are distributed by Cadence 13. We encourage you to lift someone up today. It will make that person feel good. It will make you feel good. I promise it will. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.